This is WOMR 92.1 FM in Provincetown and WFMR 91.3 FM Orleans, the voice and spirit of Cape Cod. Sounds sad.
Opinions, viewpoints, conclusions, conjecture, estimations, guesses, presumptions, judgments, ideas, imaginings, impressions, sentiments, inclinations, inferences, notions, speculations, suppositions, suspicions, theories, thoughts, realities, truths, or assumptions of the hosts, guests, visitors, callers, or listeners of the NBA show beyond those individuals who expressed the opinion originally. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of WOMR, WFMR, or its affiliates. Enjoy.
Excuse the frog in my throat. Live from Provincetown, Massachusetts.
Oh, Mr. Engineer, what are we doing here?
Or is it Levon?
Completely wrong. Totally backwards.
Epstein. You never know.
Wait a minute. Isn't that fantastic?
Kiss, kiss. WOMR Community Radio.
I gotta go. I gotta make some calls.
The Ann Levine Show starts now.
Hello, everybody. It's Ann Levine. And it's Michael Levine.
Hello.
And it's the Ann Levine Show for September 22nd, 2020. Or as I like to call it, one, two, three, the fourth of Tishrei.
Okay.
Yeah,
you like
so
to call it that, do you?
Oh yeah. I mean, I got all on my Jewish horse. I don't know how high a Jewish horse is in particular.
Probably not really high.
Jews and horses isn't like the best combination.
No, it's not really a combination. I mean,
It's kind of like, oh, I don't know, Jews. There are a lot of Jews that think you shouldn't sail.
Right.
There are certain things that are believed that Jewish people are not meant to do.
Right.
Sailing is wrong.
Sailing is wrong?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
All right. Well, I learned from the Broadway show, The Book of Mormon, that ancient Jews sailed to America.
Yes. What I'm saying is that they're wrong about sailing. We can totally sail.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I see.
No, we're water people, but a horse?
Yeah, a horse. Come on.
No,
not camel,
really.
Right?
A camel.
Maybe a camel. Maybe a nice camel.
I've been on a camel.
Mm-hmm.
I've been spit at by a camel.
Sturdy goat, maybe?
And I've seen a lot of... I don't know. I think it depends on the height.
Yeah, right. I know, you could be just dragging your feet around.
I did ride a mule many times in Greece.
Okay.
And when I think of it now, I'm ridden with guilt.
You are?
Yes.
For riding the mule?
That I rode around on a mule. Yeah.
Okay, because...
I was on an island,
mm-hmm.
which has no motorized transportation except boats.
Right, it's all pretty much just all stairs.
It's all
right?
stairs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a rock... in the Aegean, and you take a boat there, and you get off, and your option is to walk or mule your way around.
Right, okay, yeah.
And so you walk around the port, but then at night when you have to climb, I don't know, 200 stairs to get back to your house, sometimes
the
mule...
I opt for the mule, okay.
I did, I admit it. And I think that... I may have destroyed the lives of several mules. Or at least given them... I mean, maybe that's why I have such back issues. Maybe this is my mule
sort of a
karma.
Yeah, I got it.
Coming back to get me.
Right.
At any rate, where were we before?
We were in Greece.
No. Before that. Tishrei. Okay,
yeah,
so
fourth of
the new year, right? So the new year comes, the Jewish
Shana
new
tova.
Year.
Yeah.
Shana tova. Ugh. And I'm thinking, well, 5781.
Yeah, that's got to be something, right?
At least we can refer to a different number
right.
than
you don't have
2020.
To use 2020. Yeah.
And when the sun went down on Friday night. So not only was it the high holy day of days, right? The first of the new year, it was Shabbat. Yeah. So that's like a double, I don't know, a double what?
Whammy.
It's good. No, not, it shouldn't be a whammy, but it turned out it was.
Yeah, I guess whammies now have a bad reputation. It didn't always used to be.
I disagree.
A bad thing.
Have you ever heard anyone say, yes, whammies? Yes, whammies?
No, but double whammy isn't always the worst thing.
Oh, I've heard that.
In fact, I remember there's a burger place that makes whammy burgers, and a double whammy was my favorite one.
Oh, I'm sure.
Which is where I probably have my...
I'm sure it's disgusting beyond belief.
Yeah.
No, well, you hear no whammies, no whammies.
I know, but that show is so stupid.
Precisely.
Yeah.
That's why I don't care if it's no whammies or all the whammies. Mm-hmm. It's stupid.
Okay. All right.
Anyway, it did start with a double whammy because while people were saying Mourner's Kaddish in synagogue or at home or wherever that was going on, Ruth Bader Ginsburg passed away.
Right, yeah.
And I'm not going to talk about that because I can't. It's too upsetting. But I'm not going to talk about that except to say that 5781, you know, there was like 10 minutes of naches, 10 minutes of such a good thing. We've turned the page.
Relief.
Yes. And now I can say,
we can
even
rest
say,
for a tiny bit.
No.
Anyway, no.
No, like the worst thing happened.
No, 9 minutes later.
Right. So I really feel as though I don't know who to talk to at this point. About.
Well, I mean, you could talk to everybody out there on the.
And I am.
Yeah.
And I. What just devastating. What a devastating freaking way to start the Jewish New Year. Although.
It is supposed to be an auspicious thing.
It is.
For the deceased, however. Yes.
It's auspicious to die, actually, on a holiday.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a thing. There's this thing going around the internet that people who die on the first of Tishrei, which is the New Year's Day,
right,
are tzaddiks, which special people, revered people, extra smart people. And that is nowhere to be found in any literature. However, it is found that there are some people who say if you die on a holiday, you know, that's good for the person who dies.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they don't have to spend any more time at their relatives
from
Mineola.
Well, see, that is actually a very good point. Yeah.
Do you have relatives from Mineola?
I probably do. It seems
I didn't.
Likely.
I had five towns relatives. Well, I still do, actually, have some five towns relatives. And
you sure do. Been there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Michael was so fortunate to be taken to Five Towns for a funeral.
Yeah, that was really something.
That was ridiculous.
Well, I'm glad we went, though.
I mean, it wasn't like an obligation that we didn't want to fulfill. It was something we wanted to do for someone very special.
Yeah.
But you know, having your first visit to Long Island.
Right. Yeah.
Be Woodmere, Levine's funeral parlor in Woodmere.
Yeah.
And then, well.
But we got
some
pizza in Brooklyn. And, I mean, we did all kinds of stuff.
We got
that
pizza
weekend.
In Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Different day.
Not that day. Right.
Different day. But
yeah,
I mean,
was
going to
say.
At that same time. You know.
Yeah.
It all balanced out, is what I'm saying.
I actually have a lot of trauma left over from that day.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why, and I hate admitting this, and my father of blessed memory would have killed us, but we had driven from the Cape to New York City.
Yeah.
And we had our cat with us. And in the back seat of our car, there was still a box of kitty litter.
Yeah.
And then we were asked to give an old lady a ride.
Oh, goodness. I had forgotten this. I had blocked this out.
I am still upset.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And why I didn't get in the back seat is absolutely beyond me. And I will
be... Or you could have driven. You're a veteran driver.
I am a veteran driver, but it just didn't work out right at all. Ugh. Anyway, so there you go. Jewish morning rituals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the nice old lady... Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let her... She could barely... Oh, never mind. Also, the rabbi... That did that service.
Right.
That guy deserves a schmeck on the schmeckle.
He does, huh?
Yeah. You know, it was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in a hurry. Now this...
Yeah,
this,
he's like, let's get this done. Come on, come on, come on.
This relative of ours did not have a member of the clergy or her family to whom they were close, right. with whom they were close. Yeah. So it was one of these, you know, rent a clergy.
Right.
You know, it was rent a clergy.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
whichever rabbi was available that was associated with this funeral home is the guy who showed up.
Right.
And
that's the guy.
It was during Hanukkah, and it was Friday.
Yeah.
And this guy, and this was my beloved Tanta Libby of blessed memory. And this guy, so in the Jewish tradition, you do a little burying yourself.
Yeah, right.
Well, he had like seven shovels, and... He kept saying, more, put more dirt. He was like, my uncle finally had to say, Rabbi, enough. We're all dressed up, you know, and we're filling in Tanta Libby of blessed memory's grave.
Right, by hand.
And it's like, dude, I don't care. If you have to be home in time for latkes or whatever the heck it is.
Right. We're going to do this right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you know what? The guy was like, do we have a minion? He was getting kind of weird out there, too.
Yeah. And we were minion-y.
Yeah. I know.
We had a minion.
Yeah, we did. But he was very worried about it because there were too many women, I guess. I don't know.
Ugh. He was horrible.
Yeah.
And it's the women that are shoveling in. Oh, that whole thing was absolutely infuriating.
Yeah.
Yes, now I should mention, I guess, for the guy I'm in the audience, if they're still listening. Actually, they probably turned it up. They're like, ooh, Christian, come here. We're getting Jew secrets.
And minions, this sounds like a
Yeah, well, a that's movie. A different thing.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't that movie.
No.
At any rate, it was, and then a shiva call.
Right.
That was terribly painful.
Yeah.
It was just a day. And the funniest thing was we were asked to give that poor woman a ride from the funeral home to the cemetery.
Yeah.
When it came to leave the cemetery, she like...
Oh, yeah. She bailed.
Sprinted up to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suddenly she was an 85-year-old woman that could run to say, I won't be riding with you.
Oh.
I'll be riding with the family in a limousine. And I was glad.
Yeah,
I was
too.
Glad that I didn't have to suffer
very
through.
Uncomfortable.
Oh, that
experience.
Was horrible.
Yeah.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, oh, Dad. Well. Anyway, so here we are. It's the 4th of Tishrei.
Yeah.
And I don't know what's going on. No one knows what's going on.
No. Who would?
No one knows.
Yeah.
And I guess we just have to keep going.
Right. Well, and
one
that's
foot
what
in
we're
front
doing.
Of the other.
That's what we're doing. Here we are. Doing the
I
thing.
Do have to say, I'm ahead to say that the Rosh Hashanah meal that Michael made was absolutely fantastic.
It's a pretty cool recipe, isn't it? It's like a we use it for like a substitute
for brisket.
For brisket. It's not like a meat thing, but it's
no, it's a vegetarian
yeah.
stew and
but it has a lot of the same flavors.
It tastes
and
like brisket.
Yeah.
And if you put
so
mushrooms
good.
In and eggplant in,
yeah.
then there's like a meat kind of yeah. an umami.
Ugh. Right, yeah.
I hate that
yeah,
word.
You get that.
Anyway,
super good.
It was fantastic. Yeah. And then we had an apple cake.
Oh, yeah, that turned out pretty good.
That's like
first
sugar-free.
First time I did that one. No,
it's flour
no sugar,
free.
No flour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's one of these new foods that has nothing in it.
Right.
Like
yeah,
no
it's just
carbs.
Like five ingredients. As
no
well,
calories, no carbs.
Yeah.
You know, but you eat enough of it and you got to loosen your belt. So I don't know. There's a whole thing with all this.
Turned out good.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So.
Very good. And it had almond butter as the fat
right.
component.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And I guess as the flour component, I suppose, right? Because it's almond
yep.
butter and an apple and.
And then we
some
had
spices.
Then we had bagel lox the next morning.
Yeah.
Look, on different holidays
with the capers and the red onions,
it's delicious.
Yeah.
On certain holidays or certain years, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm feeling in a particular mood, or maybe I'll like go a little further on Hanukkah, just because. That feeling of having to compete with Christmas.
Okay, yeah.
And yeah. that whole pressure to, like, you know, jazz things up.
Right, yeah.
But this year I said, nope. This is the year 2020. It was when I placed my order.
Right, yeah. yeah.
And Instacart.
It's now 5781.
Instacart.
Ugh.
You know, it's going to have to be an Instacart Rosh Hashanah
yep.
bagel and lox. And they sent us, they delivered sliced bagels.
Yep.
They didn't offer whole bagels.
No.
And anyone from Unorthodox that's listening to this, you know, you have to have...
And it's not an H&H bagel. It's you
well,
know,
that's what I'm
yeah,
saying. You yeah. have to have some compassion for us. You know, the whole thing of, do you toast? Do you not toast? Well, if it just came out of the oven, you know, on the Upper West Side, of course you don't toast.
Yeah, what do you don't need to.
But it's if it's been sitting in Hyannis,
yeah.
you know... On a
in
shelf
a bag for a week.
From the Miami,
Miami Onion Roll Company
which is located in Paterson, New Jersey.
Yeah, I love that. That's
you put
good.
That right in the toaster.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Sure.
Because you want it to have texture and to be a little disinfected.
Right, yeah.
So, anyway, we had that the next day. It was actually delicious when you've been deprived of that for long enough. Even the old sliced bagel from the Miami Onion Roll Company of Paterson.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
And
so, you know, Are we still doing the holiday? Because I didn't want to forget. We played the music.
Yes.
And we need to talk about the thing.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Go ahead.
Well, I played the music. And for those of you who didn't recognize it, it's the theme song to the television show called Schitt's Creek.
Right.
Which was represented at the Emmy Awards last night. And take it away, Ann.
Sunday night was the worst Emmy show.
Oh, God, possible. It was so weird.
I mean, not only did they, you know, do all this stuff because COVID.
Right.
They did stuff that was so painful.
They pretended that there was an audience.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, they were showing footage of Emmy Awards from years past.
Right, yeah.
And then flashing on, you know, so here's an audience packed.
Right.
You know, an audience of actors and actresses packed into this theater. And of course, they're not even there. And no one doesn't know that.
I know. Everybody knows that it's all the applause and all that video of Morgan Freeman laughing. It was years ago.
No one doesn't know that. I know. David.
Come on.
David. Well, long story short.
Turns out, I'll tell you what, it's my favorite Emmys ever.
It's mine too.
Yeah.
Several reasons. One is that it was short. And it was, everyone was home. Everyone was in their homes.
Right.
All the nominees. Or were at somewhere private.
Right. Or like some of the, like the Schitt's Creek people who were in Canada had a party where they were all together.
Right. Like 10 people.
Right. And
socially
like the
distanced.
Maisel people.
Wearing, you know, masks.
Had a party or,
and then
you
there
know,
were people
event.
Who were alone. Whatever it was.
Yeah.
So
some
you
guy
had
in
that,
the recliner in his living room.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute, yeah.
So you had that, and then you had Jimmy Kimmel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the host.
Trying to approximate a hosting job, which he didn't do. It was
to
just
an empty room, yeah.
It was horrible.
It's got to be weird.
And then now and then someone like Jennifer Aniston would run in to do a bit.
Right.
Which failed.
Tracy Ellis Ross.
Yeah.
Actually, her bit was a little bit funny because she committed
horrible.
To it.
So did but Jennifer, anyway. Actually. At any rate, it stunk. However.
Yeah.
Schitt's Creek won everything.
Well, they broke a lot of records. I guess they broke the records.
Best actor in a comedy, best actress in a comedy, best supporting in a comedy, best supporting actress in a comedy, best comedy.
Yeah.
What did it win? Eight Emmys?
It won nine.
Nine Emmys.
Being the most ever won since the Emmys started.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Maisel has won eight. They did that twice. But no, this is the first time they've ever won an Emmy.
Right.
The Schitt's Creek people.
In the 6 years they were on.
So they swept the comedy category and they took every major acting award.
As they should have.
Yeah. So, I mean, and in the Emmys. Anyway, yeah. Just incredible.
Yep. It was incredible. And
the show was phenomenal. If you haven't seen it, yeah, you need to watch it. You really do.
Oh, it's the best thing.
Yeah.
It's the best darn thing.
And you can so tell that Daniel Levy is his father's son because there are moments where he looks exactly the same. The eyebrows are there. The whole deal.
If you look at pictures of young Eugene Levy, identical,
yeah,
to Daniel,
without the skirt.
I get him mixed up with, well, you know, who knows.
He did have a cool skirt. It was a skirt that
it was a Tom Brown
formal skirt because it had a tail.
Oh, no, it was formal. Tom Brown made it.
Mm-hmm.
T-H-O-M Brown. I mean,
right. Yeah.
That had to cost a few thousand, mm-hmm. that outfit. And he had Gucci boots.
Right.
He looked amazing.
Yeah, he really did.
He really did. And what I loved about that show is that it focused on inclusivity. It really did.
Yeah.
And it started doing that 6 years ago. Or right. more, 7 years ago, before that was like a thing.
Yep.
And so there was so much, there was no ado about anyone being gay or
right.
being pansexual
or
being a man wearing a skirt.
Right. Or being a black woman on the town council.
Right. And so,
yeah, it was pretty cool show for exactly those reasons, actually.
Well, the fact that they didn't, there was no conversation. You never heard this one character is like pan. He refers to himself as pansexual.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point you see the parents saying, I wish he would just pick one.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. But there's no conversations about, you know, is this an issue? Is this a problem with
right.
anyone?
No.
And so it was.
I mean, the only real discussions there might have been about it was that someone actually came out in the show. So there were discussions about, you know, well, how do I live now? You know what I mean?
Right.
My life is different now.
That's true.
So what do I do? So, you know,
and it worked out fine.
Right. And they were, and it was interesting stuff to listen to.
Right.
You know.
Now, it was so good. Yeah. And obviously there are way more issues on this than homosexuality.
Yeah.
I mean, there's there's a lot of stuff about a mixed marriage, a Jewish-Christian
right.
marriage. And then none of these people, I mean, the whole thing is so over the top, so camp and amazing. And at the same time, it's so down to earth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, well, people, made in Canada, hello.
Yeah, there you
Canadian
go.
Canadian show. I'm going to let that
yeah.
just... That's
right.
Statement
it's going to be
stand.
Nice, whatever it is.
So, if you haven't watched it, watch it. I avoided it.
Yeah, well, we tried to watch the first episode
the first
or two and
one, which I don't think they show anymore when you go to episode one. I don't think that pilot, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I mean, but
we saw something that initially turned us
does
off.
Take a little, well, it does take a little getting used to. These people do. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, no, it's, I mean, you know, you start out saying, oh my God.
Yeah.
How could she say that? How could he wear that? How could they do that? And then, you know, a few episodes in and you're in love with all of them.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to be my family. I mean, I don't.
Uh-huh.
Having Annie Murphy be my sister sounds just unbearable.
Yeah, I agree.
But
or at least her character anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yes, that's what
yeah.
I mean. But so Alexis is the
Alexis
name of her
Rose,
character.
Yeah.
Alexis Rose. But I've had a hard time. I've been fighting Etsy because I want a Rosebud Motel coffee mug.
Right. Okay.
And I want a Rose Apothecary coffee mug.
Gotcha.
And there's all kinds of stuff. I mean, you can get T-shirt versions of David's sweaters.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
There's all kinds of
one
all
of,
kinds of stuff.
One
on
of the shout-outs when Catherine won her award was to the wardrobe people saying, oh, come on, they are so awesome, and that is so true. What everybody wore on that show.
Well, she in particular.
Well, and David, and well, Sarah no. too. You know,
I mean, her clothes. One of the things you wait for every time that show starts is what's Catherine going to have right. on, and there are days when she has three or four costume changes.
Yeah,
and they're all amazing.
I know, they're all incredible. Amazing. And the wall of wigs.
Oh, and that she thanked the wig mistress too.
Yep.
Because that was, anyway. She,
yeah, someone
she
had to comb all them.
She had a different wig and a different outfit on, like in every scene.
Yeah.
Watch it. It's fantastic. Watch it. Listen to me. You know, I have a note here.
Okay.
About socks.
All right.
And it's something you mentioned at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Roundup socks. Do you have any idea what that means?
Roundup.
Yep.
Socks. No. I got no idea. Roundup socks.
Yep. And I'm thinking, now, does that mean get them all together?
Well, that is something that it would mean.
Does it mean you round up to how many you have? Like, if you have three socks, you say you have four.
Right.
You round up your socks.
You were saying something about rounding up.
Now, this is the genius of the Ann Levine Show.
Yeah, this is great radio. This is so awesome.
I take notes during the week. And every now and then I'll look at my page and it says something like round up socks.
Yeah. I have no idea what that means.
At some point, you know, later tomorrow, we'll see something and go, oh my God.
Yeah, that was it.
Round up socks. We missed it.
Yeah, weed killer socks. I don't know. It's very weird.
I don't know what the heck that could have been. We did see another television show that I'm really glad we started watching. And it's called What We Do in the Shadows.
Holy smokes. I had no idea this even existed.
I didn't either. And it's on Hulu. Of course, now that we know it exists, we kind of see it everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, little snippets, things about it. So here is why we've probably never seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It's about vampires.
Yeah.
Now, nothing is more annoying to me almost than vampire shows.
Yeah, we're not really vampire people.
This is hilarious. It is such dry humor that you need to like put on chapstick to watch it.
And it is funny.
Yes.
Now that's Jemaine Clement
is the director.
Is involved in this.
And
man,
Taika Waititi,
right,
the writer director of Jojo Rabbit and Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah, that one.
I can't think of the other one.
I can't either. But
anyway, these two guys from Australia, or are they from New Zealand? I don't know.
New Zealand, I believe. Jemaine is from.
I don't want to hear anything from Nick about that. Nothing.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Nick. Dananda. Yeah.
I've got a new Southern Hemisphere police.
Yeah.
You know, who gets all frustrated.
Well, you need one.
And he lives in Australia.
Yeah.
And is
not
married.
That far, you know, really.
Well, I mean, I've actually done that flight, and it's frickin' far. So, no. But, I mean, it's like when you're in the South Pacific,
mm-hmm,
everything is far. So, like, something that's a six-hour flight is like a hop.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that 6-hour flight, that's what it takes to go across the United States.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it takes, like, to fly from New Zealand to Australia.
Okay.
Well, Nick, don't correct me. I know I'm wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
It's a show.
It is a show. Yeah. So what we do in the shadows.
Right,
it's Jermaine.
Jermaine.
It's Taika. They are fantastic. Beanie Feldstein.
Beanie Feldstein. Love her.
If you're not familiar with Beanie Feldstein, she's Jonah Hill's younger sister.
Yeah.
And she was in, what's the movie? Not Lady Bird. Book. By the book. By the book?
Is it By the Book?
No. Here. I will find out. So.
It was in Neighbors. Let's see. She was in Lady Bird. That's what it was.
Oh, it was Lady Bird? Okay.
And Booksmart.
Booksmart.
Was the other one. Yeah, but yeah, she was in Lady Bird.
Thank you, Anne.
Yeah.
For having that memory. Now, what we do in the shadows is new. So I would say this is her most recent.
Yeah, I believe it is. Yeah.
Her most recent thing.
Yeah.
She's so adorable. And she manages to play someone who looks like they're in high school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
She looks... I thought it was somebody else because she looked too young
and she's to be thinner. Beanie. She lost a little weight. So she looked a little different. She looks a little different. But no. I right away said, because I had my Feldstein radar.
Yeah.
That night.
So, okay, so what we do in the shadows. So anyway, we're not really vampire people.
At all.
But this is very funny. And I love that they make fun of everybody, including vampires. They're
Oh no, it's totally my favorite thing about this show is that there is one quote mythical unquote creature in this that's actually a real thing. And I know a lot of them. And it's called an energy vampire.
Right, yeah.
And this is a vampire which doesn't suck your blood.
No.
It sucks the energy out of you by being a nerd.
By being long really super winded. Boring and just talking and talking. Yeah. And
This is the guy
drained.
Who goes to community council meetings.
Right.
To discuss whether the neighbor, and not even his own, whether that person's house is 3 inches over the property line or not.
That's correct.
You know, and he wants it.
That's right.
Surveyed.
Yes.
It's that and guy.
Does the easement allow for that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's that guy.
That's that guy. And it's the perfect actor for it. I don't remember his name, but.
But it is so, it's hilarious. It's dark. And what I mean by that is the actual, doesn't it seem dark to you when we watch it?
Oh, yeah. You mean just the lighting?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
The lighting is dark, so I almost need to turn the lights off.
Which Mark is Proch. Proch?
No, I don't know.
Proksch.
Oh, wait. K.
Yeah, Proch?
I'm going to say Mark.
Yeah, Mark plays Colin Robinson, who is
an energy vampire.
He's also a daywalker, so he can walk around in the daylight.
Yeah.
And by the way, energy vampires are the most common.
Well, you know, there are people in one's life, and this person, it's different for everyone. But when you say, oh, and so-and-so's going to be there. you suddenly feel like, I don't have the energy for that.
Yeah.
You know, there are people who are absolutely exhausting. And I know that for some people, I am that person.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you, Michael.
Well, not me.
Thanks for endorsing that.
It's got to be for some people, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Some people.
Everybody is for some people.
I've never heard that before. Yeah. You know, Lamine, you're exhausting.
Yeah, I don't say that to you.
No, but you think it.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
I do go to bed at 9 o'clock, though. You know, most nights.
And you wake up at 4, which is, that's about avoiding spending time with me. That's not because I'm an energy vampire. So, yeah. Like everyone. Yep. And then he wonders why he can't sleep.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe because the sun didn't go down when you got in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you, well, anyway.
It is now.
I disagree with the whole thing. I think it's insane to wake up at 4:30.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I thoroughly believe, and this wasn't always like this, so I know it's because I'm an energy vampire.
Right.
Or someone you just don't want to be around.
Uh-huh.
I know, because when you and I first started out together 10 years ago, you didn't go to bed at 9.
No.
You went to bed at a normal time, 10, 11, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Now, if Michael and I, pre-COVID, went out to dinner or to a party or to a movie, when it gets to 9, he starts kicking me under the table. I am not kidding. He's got an appointment.
Yeah, well.
And then the next day, what does he say? I'll say, how was your night? Terrible. I couldn't sleep. Couldn't sleep at all. And then at 4:30, I just said, screw it, and I got up.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. Well,
sometimes that's how it goes.
Don't think that's an energy booster. You know?
No, it's not really.
Yeah. And of course, all of my life, I wasn't out all night, except when I was in my early 20s. But, you know, I enjoyed staying awake, say until 10.
Yeah.
Or doing stuff like, how did you ever watch David Letterman?
How'd
you ever watch any of those shows?
That's a good question, isn't it?
It's a good question.
Yeah, I used to have different sleep patterns.
Yes, well, it's time to change them. And maybe that's the sock thing. Maybe I need to get a new set of patterns for you.
Oh, I see.
You know, maybe
that's the
this
sock thing.
Maybe it's your plaid on plaid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I dig that. So, yeah.
For those of you who don't know, and most of you have no idea, Michael is a totally radical dresser in the summer.
Yeah.
In the summer.
Right.
From October to June, he looks like Art Carney on the Honeymooners. He looks like Norton, right? He's got on like a lot of navy.
Right.
Brown.
Yeah.
Or ring.
Got a cardigan, usually.
He wears old man cardigans.
Shirt. Yeah.
It's a little enervating.
Yeah.
But in the summer, he turns into a freaking swan. He's like dreaming. For me. Now, some people look at him and think, well, that's from the mental patient collection. You know, that they used to sell in Filene's basement or something.
Right, yeah.
But now it's, so he'll wear plaid on plaid. Completely different plaids, completely different colors.
Yeah.
Or he'll wear an all-over print, you know, like lobsters all over it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like bowling what do they call those shirts? Camp shirts?
Yeah,
but with an all-over print on top of a plaid.
Sure.
And then this summer, he added something that I'm slightly concerned, okay? He got Crocs.
Yeah.
Now, navy.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And then after a few days walking around in Crocs, he said, "Anne, you know what? I love these shoes. They're so comfortable. My feet feel better. They don't hurt as much as a habit of it.
Yeah.
I'd love another pair. What color? You pick. All right, so I get green.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
And it's a bright green, and they look cool. And green is one of Michael's favorite colors, if not the favorite color. Okay. And we're going along. And at some point in July, he said to me, "I wouldn't mind another color in these."
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking at them online. And something deep in my gut, and I believe you should listen to your gut.
Yeah, okay.
Said, "Don't do it. Don't do it."
Oh, this sounds sad.
This is a problem. Michael is addicted to Crocs and other nubby rubber products. And it must be stopped as soon as possible. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, I just suddenly thought, ooh, I think maybe, I'm not sure. You know, and every now and then, he hits the nail on the head. Like, he comes up with a plaid match or a print and plaid.
Yeah.
That is just, bam, he hits the nail on the head. And then there are the days when he goes out in something that's a little jarring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's like, it can cause kind of a, you know, when you get a headache behind your eyes, it can cause that. And I just think,
that means I'm wearing the right kind of shirt.
No. No, I'm sorry. That's the incorrect answer. But I think, all right, look, you know what? Not that, first of all, it's COVID.
Yeah, so right. Everyone, so I'm not really going out.
Everyone looks
anyway.
Whack.
Yeah.
And second of all, it's like, I know that face. I know that face.
Mm-hmm.
That you are going to give me if I say, I don't know about that shirt.
Okay.
You're going to give me a face that's unbelievable.
I am.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
You're saying that like you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right. I feel that somehow you've drifted away. And so I'm going to tell the people about Fatima.
Oh, yeah. We saw that movie.
We did see
that
movie.
We've been kind of looking, we've been waiting for it to get to On Demand, right? Because we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And it got here.
By the way, Comcast, Xfinity, screw you!
Ah, yeah, you people stink.
Ugh, I am beyond, I shouldn't get into this. Anyway,
Let's talk about the movie.
Weekend when we had...
During the intermittent times when we had cable.
Cable or telephone or internet.
Right.
We watched a movie called Fatima, which starred Sonia Braga. If you don't know who she is, please look her up. One of the great actresses of all time. And Harvey Keitel.
Yeah.
And it's about, it takes place in Portugal. And it is about a child. This took place in what, 1917?
1917, yeah.
A child and her siblings who had visions of the Holy Mother.
Right, the Lady of the Rosary, yes. I guess, was as specific as they got, right?
Right.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, no, but yeah. She got more specific about, she talked about her son at one point.
Yeah, right, yeah, true.
It was clear.
Yeah.
It was clear.
Of course.
So they started having visions
yeah.
of the Virgin Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big thing in the town because these three children were thousands and thousands. And this is true, by the way.
Right.
Thousands and thousands and thousands of people started gathering. And it was on a monthly basis that they would go to a certain clearing in these fields and pray on their knees. And she would appear.
Right, yeah.
And give them a message.
To them.
Give the children a message. Right, because the other people
may have been there, but they couldn't see her.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so the story is great. It's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
And there were great actors.
I agree, yes.
And in my opinion, it was very badly written.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure about the direction either.
Yeah.
It was glossy.
It didn't have any... It was beautiful, but it did have any spark to it. There was no grit to it. Yeah.
No grit.
Yeah.
And so it was it was glossy. The people were too pretty. No one had bad skin. I guarantee you that the Portuguese people in 1917, there were some skin problems.
Or bad teeth or anything. Yeah, everybody.
Yeah, no, yeah. Everyone looked terrific. And even their clothes, I mean, it was all period clothing and it was appropriate to the place and time. 1917 Portuguese country fashion.
Right. Yeah.
But everything was neatly pressed.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The whole thing was too glossy. I didn't like the lens. There was some kind of lens, like a magic lens.
Right.
That they used when Our Lady of the Fields showed up.
Right, yeah.
And so there was stuff like that. However, this is a true story. There are pictures of these children and of the gatherings and of the whole Megilla.
Right.
That you can see online. So I would say, if you're doing what I was doing, which was a combination of things.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to find something that I hadn't seen before. And I was trying to find something that Michael would tolerate. I have issues here when I want to watch a movie. I have to make sure it's not... It can't be violent or too depressing.
Uh-huh.
So I haven't seen Free Justice yet. He hasn't seen Schindler's List.
Yeah.
There's some fine film viewing that only happens after 9 or before right. 4. Between 9 p.m. and 4 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, isn't that true?
Yeah.
It is true.
Yeah, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah. So over the weekend... People, I don't know, in addition to every single one of our Comcast Xfinity services going down, my computer committed suicide. Well,
yeah.
No, my computer OD'd.
It yeah,
didn't
I don't, did something.
Die.
Yeah.
But, and I don't know what happened to make it happen, but something. So anyway... The point of this is that I spent, and I pay whatever it is, $300, when I buy a computer for the ultra premium deluxe service. Right, you get the,
yeah.
The
if I look at it funny and it breaks warranty.
Right.
Yeah.
So about 8 years ago, I'm going to say, no, more, about 10 years ago, because I've always had Dell computers.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up one morning, got out of bed, and stepped right on the screen of my computer.
Ow.
So I got on the phone with Dell, and they said, take a picture of it.
Right.
Send it to us, which I did. And it was, say it happened on a Monday. On Wednesday morning, I received two FedEx boxes. One had a brand new spanking computer in it. And one had a return box.
Yeah, that's nice, huh?
Yep. To take back. Are you kidding me with Sheryl Crow?
No.
Holy smokes.
We're at the end of the show.
Well, that was a blazer.
Yeah, I know.
I was going to tell everyone about my annual physical.
Well, you know, we got next time, right?
Yeah, I mean, I know everyone can't wait.
Yeah.
It was Zoom. It was a Zoom.
Pretty great.
Well, this time every week, I usually tell you the name of someone to put a light on. And of course, I'm thinking of RBG. But really, given how I feel about her, I'm saying Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Zichrona Levracha, please put a light on for us.
Sleep.